بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي علمنا ما لم نكن نعلم وكان فضله علينا عظيما، ونستمطره غيث صلواته وتسليماته الباهرة والباهية على سيد الخلق سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديهم وتسنى بسنتهم حتى تقوم الساعة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to الرحلة الأصولية مع كتاب الورقات لسيدنا إمام الجويني رحمه الله. This journey through the subject of أصول الفقه with سيدنا إمام الحرمين رحمه الله. And alhamdulillah, we have now moved on from the initial introduction of the book, which identifies usul al-fiqh bi mufradayh, with its two words, usul and fiqh. And now we're going to move on to one of the important subject matters of the science. And he says, rahimahullahu ta'ala, wal ahkamu sab'ah. He says the rulings are seven. Al ahkam jam'u taksir, right? It's a broken plural, means rulings. And it's understood here that the sifa is mahdufa, that what type of ahkam is understood because of the siyaq of the nas, because the context of the text. Al ahkam al sharia, the sharia rulings are seven. You may, if you're familiar with the writings of Sayyidina Imam al Haramain al Talkhis or al Burhan, you noted over there that he takes the opinion of the majority of the scholars of usul and fiqh, and he says, wal ahkam al ahkamu khamsa, that the rulings are five. Why, subhanAllah, here in al waraqat is he saying wal ahkamu sab'atun, or seven? Remember, this is very, very important, inshaAllah, that I mentioned to you that al waraqat actually is a summary of al lum'ah of Sayyidina Abu Ishaq al Shirazi. Imam Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi, one of the great, great early writers in Usul al-Fiqh, in Al-Lum'a, he says, وَالْأَحْكَامُ سَبْعَةٌ وَالْأَحْكَامُ سَبْعَةٌ. So Imam al-Haramain أَلَّفَ هَذَا الْكُتَيِّبِ يعني لِلْمُبْتَدِئِينَ, right? He wrote this book just to like make it easy for people to start an introduction to this subject. That's why Al-Waraqat, In the makhtut version, like the handwritten copies of Al-Waraqat, it doesn't reach more than 10 pages. Imam al-Mahali, Sayyidina Imam al-Hattab, their explanations on the Waraqat don't reach more than 40 to 50 pages. But subhanAllah, you see, for example, Shaykh al-Tilmisani, Ghayatul Maram, his explanation of the Waraqat, this meta-explanation, it reaches like three volumes. So it tells you like there's a lot here to unpack. But the point is that Sayyidina Imam al-Haramain was trying to make it easy and simplify things for people, mashallah. وَقَالَ نَفْعَنَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِعِلْمِهِ فِي دَارَيْنِ وَالْأَحْكَامُ سَبْعَةٌ. He says the ahkam are sab'ah. Here, al-ahkam, we understand that its adjective is hidden, it's understood. Al-ahkam al-sharia. So the rulings of sharia, sab'ah, are seven. The word ahkam is from a word which means to stop, mana. That's why one of the old poems says, abani hanifata ahkimu sufaha'akum inni akhafu alaykum an aghdaba. Abani hanifata ahkimu amna sufaha'akum. O tribe of Hanifa, shall I not stop? أحكيمو أي أمنعو سفهاءكم, the ignorant people amongst you, the unruly people amongst you. Because a ruling, it stops something. That's why when you're looking for adjudication, you go to the Hakim, or the Hakim, the judge. You go to the Hakim in the old days if you're sick, because he can stop all the, like, what's going on with this person, what's the real illness. رأيوه يعني يحكم الناس عن الأقوال والآراء. And that's why it's called hikmah, wisdom, تمنع صاحبها عن الجهل, because it stops a person from acting in an ignorant way. We've already talked about what al-ahkam means according to fiqh and usul al-fiqh. So we're going to continue now, mashallah, with the sheikh. What does he say? Qala rahimahullah. والأحكام سبعة الواجب والمندوب والمباح والمحظور والمكروه والصحيح والباطل. The Sheikh, he mentions the following rulings. He says the rulings of Sharia are seven. الواجب, which means mandatory. المندوب, recommended. المندوب إليه. والمباح, permissible. والمحظور, forbidden. والمكروه, disliked. والصحيح, sound. والباطل, and باطل here means that it has been rendered invalid, because something in the beginning, for example, if I didn't make an wudu and pray, that would be باطل. There are a few points here that I need to make before we jump into this discussion, and that is that if you pay attention, Imam al-Haramain is actually using the terminology of the fuqaha. The word wajib, هذا وصف العمل. والمحظور, هذا وصف العمل. Wajib is describing an act. أي التعلق. How the ruling, right? The presence of the ruling. But the terminology of the scholars of Usul al-Fiqh is different, because their terminology doesn't describe the act, it describes the text. So I need you to write this down if you're following this class with me, because this is very, very important. And the reason that Imam al-Haramain does this again is to make it easy for people, and also this is the same process we find in al-Lum'ah of Shaykhina wa Imam al-Shirazi Al-Ustadh rahimahullahu ta'ala. So what is the terminology of the fuqa of the usuliyun? It should go like this. Wal ahkamu sab'a al-ijab. Not al-wajib. Al-ijab. Ay hadha nas. Ijab. Obligation. Not obligatory. Obligation. Wal mandub. Mandub. Recommendation, not recommended. So huna, an-nadab. An-nadab, not mandub, an-nadab. So ijab, an-nadab. Wal-mubah, ibaha. So permissibility, ibaha. Wal-mahzur, ay al-hazru, aw tahzir. Meaning that it is forbiddance. Khalas. Wal-makruh al-kiraha. Kiraha. So not disliked, but the text itself is showing something is, think of a good word to describe this, is repugnant. So repugnance. Wal-sahih, sound. والباطل, no. Imam Sayyidina Al-Hattab Al-Maliki says, فالفقه العلم بهذه سبعة. Fiqh is to know الواجب, المندوب, المباح, المحظور, المكروه, الصحيح والباطل. That's fiqh. أما أصول fiqh, it is the ability to recognize the texts that carry that meaning. To recognize this text means ijab. This text means kiraha. This text means an-nadab. This text means hadr. So if you think about it, the science of a fiqh is the ta'alluq of the ruling. How that specific ruling, the presence of that specific ruling in the actions of people. So that's why, mashallah, in my notes, I wrote al-fiqh ma'rifatu ta'alluq. Fiqh is to recognize the ruling when it's happening in an action. Wa usulu fiqh ma'rifatu kayfiyyah at-ta'alluq. is to recognize how this action came into play and how this action is applied and how this ruling, came into play and how this ruling should be applied and who is qualified to apply the ruling. So number one, ma'rifat al-nas, recognizing the texts. Number two, ma'rifat istifadati nafs, al-nas, kayf istifadati nafs, nas, how to benefit from the text. Number three, man yastati', and you feed a nas bi hadha an-nas, ay al-mujtahid aw al-mufti. So the third part is, who qualifies? So usul al-fiqh is the how, and fiqh is the what. So we understand something now. Usul al-fiqh is very general. Fiqh is very particular. So say, usul al-fiqh mabni ala kulliyat. Wal-fiqh mabni ala juz'iyat. So usul al-fiqh is founded on general things. It's very important. It's going to come back to you later, inshallah, when we review the second way of defining usul al-fiqh. And we mentioned what Sayyidina Imam al-Baydawi says. And fiqh, mashallah, it's going to come as we teach, inshallah, the furu'. So the Shaykh, he says, والأحكام السبع وفي الحقيقة هذا غير صحيح عند جمهور العلماء. Actually, this is not correct, and the majority of the ulama, they're going to say والأحكام خمسة. But inshallah, we're going to run with the logic of the Shaykh, alhamdulillah, so we can benefit from it, inshallah. وقال والأحكام السبع الواجب والمندوب والمباح والمحظور والمكروه والصحيح والباطل. Remember, and I had this question in my exam in Usul al-Fiqh. What is the correct mustalahat of the Usuliyin? Ijab. Al-Ijab, wal-Nadab, wal-Kiraha, wal-Hadru, wal-Ibaha. That's the terminology we want to think about in Usul al-Fiqh. These words in Usul, Ijab, Kiraha, Ibaha, are talking about a text. Al-Wajib, wal-Makruh, والمحظور, and so on. They're talking about العمل, the action. So the function of the scholars of fiqh is actions, the ta'alluq. The function of the usuliyin is to recognize text, the meanings of the text, the application of the text, and who qualifies to use those texts. Then he says, rahimuhullah, والواجب ما يثاب على فعله ويعاقب على تركه. He says that a wajib is something that if you do it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do it, you'll be punished. There's a lot of discussion about this issue and some critical analysis of what he's saying. But again, that's not the purpose of his book. His purpose is just to introduce a topic. If we want to say from the perspective of usul al-fiqh, al-ijab amru li al-fi'l. We're going to talk about this soon. The word ijab is synonymous with the order to do something. Amrun jazimun. So ijab means an order which is definitive. I have no choice. Aqim salah. Establish salah. And so on and so forth. The second, mashallah, after wajib, is an-nadab. والندب هو أمر شرعي غير جازم. Is a command which is not definitive, meaning that a person has a choice to do it or not do it. So إجاب وصول الفقه absolute command. الندب non-absolute command to do. Both of them to do, to do. والمكروه of course is an action which is disliked. والمباح أي إباحة means something for which there is no order to do. عدم الأمر على فعل شيء وعدم أمر على تركه جازما أو غير ذاك. So إباحة means that there is no command to do or not to do, whether definitive or recommended. So now you understand something very important. Al-aslu fil asha ibaha. Now this axiom becomes clear that the essence of all actions for which there is no text, the origin is to be ibaha. لَنَّ هَذَا مَا سَكَتَ عَنْهُ الشَّرَعَ. Because that is something for which the sharia did not address. that's why we had to be very, very careful of the sloppy kind of, you know, when people say, well, the Prophet didn't do it, the Sahaba didn't do it, Aslaf, when they didn't do it. لكن الترك ليس بالحجة. The absence of an action does not necessarily mean there's a ruling. الترك لا يفيد الحرمة بل الترك يفيد الإباحة. So here we see people have everything flipped upside down. So they'll ask you, is this thing halal? No, the question should be, is this thing haram? Because the foundation is permissibility. Allah created everything for you. So al-ibaha bima'na adam al-amr ala fi'l aw adam al-amr ala tark jaziman aw manduban. Subhanallah. So mandub is an act for which person has a choice. And again, the axiom of the majority of the scholars, الأصل في الأشياء إباحة فيما ينفع. Sheikh Imam al-Hattab is going to mention later that the origin of any action for which the Sharia has not addressed or the Prophet ﷺ has not engaged in, the foundational default is that it is permissibility. Unless there are some context added to it that shows us that it's not allowed or that it is haram. We'll talk about it in the future. An example is when the Prophet ﷺ was presented Dab, the lizard, in the house of Sayyidatina Maymuna. وَرَفَدَ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ. The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't want to eat it because that type of lizard was not known to the people of Hijaz. It wasn't part of their cuisine. It was, especially the Bedouins, they used to eat it because they could store it for a long time and it provided a lot of carbohydrates and protein. But he didn't eat it, but the people ate it. So subhanAllah, if the Prophet not doing something meant hurma, they wouldn't have eaten it. SubhanAllah. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't do it. Taraka akla al-dab, lakinna nas akalu. وهذا دليل على أن ترك ليس بالحجة أي الإباحة. الترك لا يفيد الحرمة ولا يفيد الأمر بل يفيد الإباحة. This is very, very important. And also the hadith of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, as related by Sayyidina Imam Malik in the Muwatta and Sayyidina Imam Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Lawla harith qawmuk." If it wasn't that your people just became Muslim, I will order the Kaaba to be destroyed and rebuilt on the foundations of Ibrahim. But after him, even though he left it, people came after him and did it. They rebuilt the Kaaba, Abdullah ibn Zubair, on the foundations of Ibrahim. So just because the Prophet didn't do it, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, does not mean that it is immediately understood to be forbidden. Inshallah, in the future, we're going to teach this qa'ida, this axiom, in detail. So the third, al-ibaha. And honestly, permissibility is the majority of the rulings. MashaAllah. والمحذور أي الحظر هو أمر لترك الشيء على الجزم أي أمر جازم على ترك الشيء. An immutable command to stay away from something. حرام يعني. الحرمة. In أصول الحرمة. In فقه الحرام أو المحظور. إذن مكروه كراهة, which means أمر غير جازم على ترك الشيء, which means a command which is not binding. So when we look at these, to leave something, when we look at these five rulings, right, we understand them from the perspective of usul, to talk about an immutable command to do. This is ijab. A choice to do, which is a command, this is nadab. The absence of any type of command, ibaha. An immutable command to stay away and avoid, hadhru, awal hurma, haram, يعني forbiddance. And then an order which is not absolute to leave something, al-kiraha, al-kiraha. Alhamdulillah, we took now, mashallah, these five. We're not going to talk about as-sahih and batil, because as-sahih and batil are going to fall under the rulings that came before them. Just as al-rukhsa and azima are going to fall under these different rulings. So we'll talk about those things, inshallah, when we get to that intersection. Barakallahu fikum, wa jazakum allahu khairan. What do we talk about quickly to review? We introduced al-ahkam. We said al-ahkam al-sharia, sharia. We notice how the sheikh, he said sab'a, wa fil haqiqa huwa khamsa. According to the majority, he al-khamsa afwan. There are five. We mentioned how the terminology in the text is actually the terminology, as I heard from Dr. Mahmoud, as well as Dr. Abdussalam and others, the terminology he uses is the terminology of the fuqaha, when in reality, what we want is the terminology of the usuliyin. And we noted that the terminology of the fuqaha deals with the action, the presence of the action, ta'alluq, and usul deals with how the ruling is constructed, what is constructed from, and who qualifies to construct that ruling and apply it. So that's kayfiyat at-ta'alluq, wa hadha huwa majal usul al-fiqh fil haqiqa. And then we talked about wajib, ijab, mandub, nadam, mubah, ibaha, mahdhur, hurma, al-kiraha, wal-makruh. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, insha'Allah ta'ala, and increase you in khair. Barakallahu fikum. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.